New York during the holidays. It's, you know, a time for family, for celebration. And let's be honest, it's also a time for some of the most dangerous driving in the entire country.
It really is. If you're driving in the NYC metro area, or especially Westchester, you know the feeling. That seasonal surge on I-87, the bottlenecks on the Major Deegan.
Oh, don't even get me started on the Bronx River Parkway. It's just chaos.
Well, and that chaos is more than just traffic. During the holidays, you're adding these huge risk factors. You've got driver fatigue, people rushing everywhere, and some pretty severe weather that can just pop up out of nowhere.
Black ice, slick leaves, the works. Exactly. So for this deep dive, we wanted to cut through the noise. We've looked at insights from personal injury lawyers, the people who see the absolute worst-case scenarios on our roads.
Right.
Our mission is to really pinpoint the five holidays that create the biggest risks for drivers on routes like I-287 or the Hutch.
And we're grounding this whole conversation in, well, 35 years of actual trial experience. We're talking about Norman Gershon.
The law offices of Norman Gershon.
Yeah. This isn't just theory. This is based on decades of fighting for clients and recovering tens of millions of dollars for people hurt in these exact situations. He's the guy other lawyers call when a case gets too tough.
That's the key, right? The go-to trial lawyer. That experience really matters. So let's connect this to the bigger picture. These dangerous days, they're not random.
Not at all. They are predictable. And number one on the list, consistently, is Independence Day.
The 4th of July.
It's always the deadliest year after year across the entire country. And our area is a perfect example of why. The risks are pretty straightforward. Late nights and alcohol.
Right, the fireworks end, it's dark, and everyone tries to head home at the same time.
Exactly. And locally, our roads just amplify that danger. Think about the parkways, the Hutch, the Sawmill, the Henry Hudson. They're beautiful, but they're curvy and narrow.
Not built for speed.
Definitely not built for speed mixed with alcohol. Visibility is poor, and that's when you see these horrible crashes happen well into the early morning of July 5th.
Okay, so moving into the fall, what's next? Number two is Thanksgiving weekend.
And this one is about volume. It is maybe the single heaviest traffic weekend of the year on I-95, the Merritt, I-684. Just a sea of cars.
What's interesting is the timing, right? I read that the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is one of the most dangerous days nationally.
That's it. Everyone is rushing. Rushing to get out of work, rushing to beat traffic. It creates this aggressive, impatient mindset behind the wheel.
And you're tired before you even start.
You're tired and you're dealing with unpredictable weather. Late November in New York can mean anything from dry roads to pouring rain to, you know, the first surprise snowstorm.
And those slick, wet leaves are just like driving on ice.
A simple mistake turns into a 10-car pileup in seconds. It's that combination of pressure and conditions.
A killer combination. Okay, number three takes us into winter, New Year's Day.
Well, specifically, the hours right after midnight. You've got this mass exodus from Times Square, but also from bars and parties in White Plains, Yonkers, Astoria.
So the streets are just flooded with drivers who are either impaired or just completely exhausted.
And the stats on this are, they're sobering. Nearly half of all traffic fatalities on New Year's involve alcohol.
Wow, half. That's staggering. It really makes planning for a sober ride non-negotiable.
Absolutely. Next up, we have a two-day block, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
This one feels different. Is it the same kind of highway danger?
Not always. The risks here come from a different behavior. It's distraction. It's that last-minute pressure.
The last-minute errands. I
Yeah.
can see that. The traffic around the malls in White Plains or Queens Center is just a nightmare.
Total chaos. And a lot of these accidents actually happen in parking lots or busy intersections. People making risky moves because they're impatient. Plus, you've still got the threat of winter road conditions.
Okay, so that brings us to number five.
Labor Day weekend. This is kind of the unofficial last big rush of summer. So you have massive crowded highways with everyone coming back from the shore or from upstate.
Is it mostly just speed on this one, or is the end of summer party vibe a factor too?
It's both. It's that return trip fatigue mixed with impatience and, yeah, very high rates of drunk driving crashes.
And certain roads get hit harder than others.
Oh, for sure. The Long Island Expressway, the Grand Central, and especially the Taconic Parkway. The Taconic is tough, not a lot of shoulder challenging sight lines. It just magnifies the consequences of any mistake.
Okay, we've seen the worst days on the calendar. But if the worst happens, you need to understand that these holiday crashes are a different beast legally. Okay, let's unpack this.
This is where things get really complex.
Okay.
A holiday crash is almost never a simple fender bender. you're often looking at multi-car pileups.
With drivers from all over.
Exactly. Out-of-state travelers, which complicates insurance claims. You might have commercial trucks involved, bad weather like black ice.
And all of that makes finding out who's at fault incredibly difficult.
It does. And you have to know, when fault is complicated, the insurance companies get aggressive. They will push the blame onto you, the injured person, especially with New York's no-fault rules.
Okay, that's a crucial point. Can you break down what no-fault actually means for people listening?
Sure. So in New York, no-fault means your own insurance pays for your basic medical bills and lost wages up front, no matter who caused the crash. But, and this is a huge but, you can only sue the at-fault driver for your pain and suffering if your injury meets a specific legal standard.
It's called the serious injury threshold, right?
That's the one. And if you don't meet that threshold, your options are basically gone. So the insurance company has a massive incentive to downplay how badly you were hurt and to shift the blame.
I can just imagine trying to piece together a 10-car pileup with drivers from three states, maybe some drinking involved, all blaming a patch of ice.
It's an investigative nightmare. And that's before you even consider the roads themselves. In Manhattan, the danger is pedestrians in Midtown or rear-enders on the FDR.
But then you go north to Westchester, and it's a completely different world.
It is. You get those curvy, hilly roads like the Bronx River Parkway or the Sawmill, where one mistake at high speed means you lose control. These are the roads where the most catastrophic injuries happen.
And when you're facing that, a serious injury, a complex case, and an insurance company fighting you tooth and nail, you need more than just any lawyer.
You need a trial lawyer, someone who isn't afraid to go to court. And that's where Norman Gershon's track record becomes so critical. The proof is in the results.
And these are results from our local courts, which is so important.
Look at this. A $16.5 million verdict in Bronx Supreme Court for a passenger in a collision with a city bus.
$16.5 million.
Wow. And another one. A $14.5 million settlement in Queens Supreme. Again, an MTA bus crash with catastrophic injuries.
And for our listeners in Westchester.
A $2.5 million verdict right there in Westchester Supreme Court for a serious intersection crash. These results show he can and will take on the giants, the MTA, the big insurance carriers, and win.
Okay, so those results are what happens when you have real strength in the courtroom. But let's shift to what we can all do to avoid that situation in the first place. Prevention.
Yes. Let's talk about the six safety rules that are really non-negotiable for holiday driving.
And these apply everywhere, right? City, suburbs, upstate.
Absolutely. Number one, plan ahead. You have to expect delays, check your apps, know alternate routes, and just build in extra time so you don't feel that pressure to rush.
Number two is a big one for me. Rest before driving. Fatigue is just as dangerous as being impaired.
It is. Pull over if you feel tired. Don't try to push through it. Number three, reduce distractions. Just put the phone away completely.
In holiday traffic, you lose your following distance in a split second. One text can be lethal.
For sure. Number four, buckle up every single time. It's so basic, but on slick winter roads, it's the difference between walking away and not.
Number five we've hit on already, but it's worth repeating. Never drink and drive.
There's just no excuse. Designated driver, use a rideshare. It's simple. And finally, number six, prepare your vehicle.
Good one. Check your tires, your wipers, your fluids. The last thing you want is to be broken down on the shoulder of the Taconic in a snowstorm.
Exactly. So that's how you stay safe.
So what does this all mean if, despite all that, you or someone you love gets hurt in one of these accidents?
It means you're not alone and you have options, but you need an attorney with a reputation for winning. Norman Gershon is the lawyer. Other lawyers call for a reason.
Because the insurance companies know him.
They know him, and they fear his track record in the Bronx, in Queens, in Westchester. They know he prepares every case for a verdict, and that forces them to come to the table with better settlement offers.
You can really hear that in what his clients say about him. They use words like smart, experienced, compassionate, and that he got them a bigger settlement than I expected.
My favorite one is a client who called him a beast in the courtroom. One of the most honest and trustworthy men I've ever met.
That combination of skill and trust is everything.
It is. If you are injured in a serious holiday accident, anywhere from Westchester down to Brooklyn, you need that kind of strength on your side.
So if you're ready to put 35 years of trial experience to work for you, you can reach the law offices of Norman Gershon today.
The number to call is 914-485-1444. Again, they serve the entire NYC metro area and Westchester.
That's 914 485-1444.
I'll leave you with one final thought. Picture that multi-car pileup on the Taconic we talked about. You've got bad weather, drivers from three states, maybe some impaired judgment, maybe a faulty truck part.
A total mess.
A total mess. And the question becomes, where does personal responsibility end and negligent liability begin in that chain reaction? That's the kind of complex question that only a truly dedicated trial lawyer like Norman Gershon has the skill to untangle.
Wise words. Please be safe out there this holiday season. But if the worst happens, remember that you have an advocate. Call the law offices of Norman Gershon at 914-485-1444. We'll see you for the next deep dive.